Spotlight. This is Akashvani. In the program Spotlight, now we bring you a discussion on Niti Aayog's 10th Governing Council meeting, a roadmap for Vikasit Bharat. The participants are Sharad Kohli, economic analyst, and Gaura Dhawanlal, anchor.
Hello and welcome to our program. Prime Minister Narendra Modi chaired the 10th Governing Council meeting of Niti Aayog, which deliberated on the developmental challenges facing the country. And one of the pillars of the meeting was that how states, Viksit Rajya, can actually work together for a Viksit Bharat. Please join me in welcoming on our program today well-known economist, Mr. Sharad Kohli. Sharad, welcome to the program.
Thank you so much.
So Sharad, before we dive into the details of this Governing Council meeting and what really went on, Mr. Suman Berry, the Vice Chairperson of Niti Aayog, has also shared the highlights of this meeting. Let's listen to that.
There has already been something in social media about what the Prime Minister said. I won't go over that. What I would say is, first, he did acknowledge the importance of these successive meetings in creating a consensus in the past for many of the achievements of his government's first and second term. I won't go through all of this, but everywhere from housing to health to sanitation, all of these are the joint efforts of the center and the state made possible by a forum like Governing Council. The second point was very important, was that even though there was a record of 10 years of achievement, the clear message is that it is time to accelerate, it is possible to accelerate, and this has to be a national movement.
So Sharad, beginning with, I think, center-state relations, and over the years we've seen that invariably there is always this issue of devolution of power. Is the center more powerful, states more powerful? And here the Prime Minister saying we all need to pull in one direction, thereby, I think, giving a lot of importance to saying that India, if it wants to grow as a whole, definitely needs all the states on board, pulling in the same direction. So this focus, and how do you think the states are now responding to this?
Well, Niti Aayog, as we all know, has been very instrumental in laying down the policies for our country over the last few years. And it has very successfully formulated policies, and those policies have been implemented. And we are seeing the outcome today. We are the fourth largest economy in the world, and we are on our way to become the third largest very soon. I give it a very, very common analogy. There is a body. The body comprises of two arms, two legs. We've got a head, we've got a chest, we've got a stomach, and so and so. Now, the body is the country, and the body parts are the states and the union territories. So I think the body has got no existence without the states and union territories. So I think for the Prime Minister to include states and union territories as part of this whole consultation process, I think is a very, very welcome step. Because as you said, there are states, some states who complain that we are probably being ignored, we are not being looked after properly, we are not getting enough resources. But when they become part of the Governing Council meeting, and when they sit down together on the table, they table their weaknesses, they table their strengths, they table their opportunities, they table their challenges, it leads to a very inclusive discussion. If we want to be a Viksit Bharat in 2047, how can the states not be considering themselves to be Viksit? I mean, we cannot imagine a Viksit Bharat without Viksit states and union territories. So it is a sum of all parts. We follow a federal system. And I think for states to be sitting in the Governing Council and talking about it is an absolutely, I feel, a magnificent time for country to move forwards towards being a Viksit Bharat. And as we progress with the discussion, I like to go deeper into the fact as to what role do states play and how can states become a driving engine for taking us to 2047 goal, for that matter.
I think that's a wonderful way to begin, because also I think when we do a deep dive here, we're also saying, okay, there are fractals. We have nagarpalikas, we have cities, and then we have states, and then of course the larger nation. And emphasis is now being put on Viksit Nagarpalika, Viksit cities, Viksit states. So this last mile of development and saying that and I know that urbanization or a good urban model is used in a good sense, but even smaller places, if there is a good development model and there is urbanization, I mean, whatever we might say, even at the micro level, I know it's about developing a village, but urbanization invariably is taking place across. But how can we ensure that this development, and the Prime Minister also spoke about the speed. So yes, definitely do take us through that. How are states going to be actually being the engine drivers in this, and how at the micro level and at the macro level?
See, we follow a federal system. So there are states which are ruled by the same party as the center. And then there are the states who are ruled by some other political parties at times. And there was a concept introduced by the central government called the double engine. Now, that was not just people called it as a political statement. This is a political statement being used while election campaigning was happening. Now, this has got a very deep meaning. There's an engine which drives a vehicle. And then if there is a double engine, you know, the vehicle drives better, the vehicle drives faster, more efficiently. So I think the message comes from double engine. Now, I definitely don't mean to be political here, but what I'm trying to say from an economic point of view, if there is a state which is not supposed ruled by the ruling party and a policy is being made at the center, now the duty of implementing that policy at the ground level is of the political party which is ruling the state. Now, obviously, the policy is made for the good of the state. The policy is made for the good of the country. And if that particular state fails to implement, or you were talking of Nagarpalika, you were talking of the, you know, the panchayats, suppose the benefit of the policy does not reach the last man in the queue, I think we will be depriving that state from being viksit, for that matter. I think that was the whole purpose of this meeting today, that let us all sit down together, let's see what policy, and there's no doubt about the fact. In fact, the states ruled by other parties also know that a policy has been made for the benefit of the people. I mean, how can a policy being made for which is not for the benefit of the people? And what is government going to do by making a policy which is not meant for people? So by not implementing, or if there is a challenge in implementation, suppose there is a state which is governed by the same party as the center, but there is a challenge, either a geographical challenge, or there is a mechanical challenge, or there is a challenge of resources. I think these kind of meetings, they take up those challenges and they are tabled on the meeting. And I think obstacles and hurdles are removed. We see that if there is an impediment which is there in implementation of a policy, that is removed. Because after all, let's not forget, it is these policies which have taken us this far. We were less than $2 trillion economy in 2014 when this government came. Over the last 11 years, we have more than doubled. We are today 4.189 for that matter. We've just overtaken Japan. We just have Germany, China and America ahead of us. So something must have been done in the last 11 years. Let's leave out the political rhetoric which is played here and there. I've got nothing to do with that. So I'm purely looking at the economic progress. We have more than doubled. So what has doubled? Some policy must have been made. We had the GST, we had the insolvency law, we had the Ujjwala Yojana, we had the Mudra Yojana. I mean, I can just go on and burn away rest of the time. But the thing is that these policies, when they are made, they are not just policies for theory. These policies are meant to reach people. They are meant, the benefit has to reach people. I'll give an example. Uttar Pradesh yesterday or day before yesterday, led by the Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath, he launched a zero poverty plan. Now, that plan meant that by 2nd October, he wanted to highlight some of the districts where there'll be zero poverty. Now, it seems like a very, very catchy kind of a statement. But then to implement at the ground level is not a joke. So what, the teams are made, they reach out to the villages, they speak to the villages. If there's a problem of employment, make sure that how a family, at least one member can get employed. Or if there's a problem relating to health, we make sure that everybody has an Ayushman card and the benefit of health reaches. If there's an education, there's a school which is not functional, or the school infrastructure is broken, it is made sure that the school is functional. So every problem has to be addressed at the micro level for the state and the union territories. So Viksit Bharat is one big, I would say, a slogan that we are doing. But within that slogan is Viksit Raj. Within that slogan is Viksit Kendra Shasit Pradesh with its union territories. And within that slogan is also the Nagarpalikas, the Panchayats. And also within that slogan are all the welfare schemes and developmental schemes which the country has launched over the last few years. Why forget infrastructure? One of the Viksit Raj matters and issues which came up is that, is the infrastructure development being taken by the country? There are roads being being made, there are highways being made, there are ports, there are railway stations, airports. Are these reaching the remote corners of the country? They have to reach, because we need a Viksit Bharat. As I said, Viksit Bharat is a body. So each part of the body has to be benefiting. If you're taking a vitamin, then the vitamin is not taken from the mouth, but the benefit goes right up to your toe. So is the benefit reaching down the line at the corner? Because our country is vast, 140 to 145 crore people. I think the benefit must reach everybody. I think that is the whole idea of such a meeting. I won't be surprised if we reach the Viksit Bharat even before 2047, for that matter.
Now, we want all these. This is fraught with challenges. You know, yeah. If you see the number of people that we have, our diversity, one is scale, and we also want to bring in depth because we want to go to last mile. What are some challenges you foresee?
Well, I think the diversity of our country itself is a challenge. Well, diversity in one way is a very positive thing. I mean, you travel 50 to 100 kilometers and you suddenly find the language changes, the culture changes, the religious beliefs, and so everything changes. I think that becomes a challenge because some people are not able to perceive sometimes. It's very hard to, as a human, it's hard to accept a change. And policy is about a change. So it's not easy to make people change, all even if it's for their own benefit. Sometimes you find resistance at the ground level. And a very important thing Prime Minister spoke about today was that each state must develop an international tourist destination. Now you have France, you've got Paris, and there's Eiffel Tower. I'm sure our listeners who've traveled there or people who've traveled there. Now, if you go to Europe, I think it'll be on your itinerary to make sure I have to go to Eiffel Tower. So Prime Minister wants that every state must develop one tourist destination, which doesn't necessarily catch the domestic tourists, but also catch the internet. So imagine so many states and union territories and so many tourist destinations. I mean, a country can thrive on one single tourist destination. Imagine if we have so many, what wonders we can do with that. It will generate jobs. It will generate so much of business around it. Now, I will also like to speak about the natural resources. You see the states, you were talking of diversity. Now, our states are gifted with different kind of natural resources. There are states in the north, which has got some very beautiful mountains. There are states on the coastal regions where there's a lot of water, a lot of marine life, which we call it as. There are states which have a lot of mines in there. There are now a lot of natural resources lying underneath. So I think using these natural resources, is using the geographical location of the place to the good of the country. I think that is, again, a must. So one was infrastructure penetrating down up to the last bit of mile of the country. I remember Prime Minister going to Managao once, and some people call it as the last village in our country. Prime Minister gave it a different, he said, no, this is the first village in our country. So if the benefit reaches the very first point or the very last point, then only we can be on the road of Viksit Bharat. Viksit Bharat cannot be just focused on Maharashtra, Delhi, Tamil Nadu, and a few other states. Viksit Bharat means, and look at the focus which has been given by the government on the neglected states so far of Northeast. I mean, today Northeast states get some of the finest attention from the central government, and you know, those seven sisters, as we call them. But Prime Minister gave it a new outlook, Ashtalakshmi, that he added the eighth dimension also. And that is where I think these states are prospering. So why one part is more prosperous? Why is a person required to move for his rosy roti? I think that is also in focus, that wherever you are, you should get equal opportunities. You should get equal opportunities of your occupation and of your growth, for your children, for your family to prosper. So wherever you are, that is what I think the picture of Viksit Bharat, which I see for now.
I think when we talk of speed, and it's very exciting, but one of the casualties of speed can also be quality. And I think for us to understand that we need to focus on quality development, quality infrastructure for sustainability. We're a young population, and of course, in terms of education, in terms of so many things, the focus on quality is actually which is going to take us forward in a sustainable manner. Your views?
Well, growth, innovation, and sustainability, as Prime Minister puts it down. I think quality is, if you look at any of the finest infrastructures in the country, you take, I mean, the quality, there is no compromise whatsoever. But as a citizen, it's our duty as well. Suppose government has made a nice railway station. We saw Amrit Bharat railway stations, 103, being inaugurated by the Prime Minister a couple of days ago. Now, it is our duty now to make sure that whatever has been done should be maintained. And, you know, we should not see, we don't litter, we don't vandalize, we don't do anything. So I think once state does its job, then it passes it on to the citizens, that now you look after. We are there to look after, but then it's up to the citizens to look after, to see if it is maintained and sustained in a manner and the intent in which the state wanted it to.
So Sharad, on this note of quality, we'd like to thank you so much for coming on.
It's my pleasure. Thank you so much. Thank
you. You were listening to a discussion on Niti Aayog's 10th Governing Council meeting, A Roadmap for Viksit Bharat. The participants were Sharad Kohli, economic analyst, and Gaurav Dhawanlal, anchor. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani. You can listen to it on our mobile app, News on AIR. This program is also available on our YouTube channel, News on AIR Official. You may share your feedback about this program through email at airnsdtalks@gmail.com or WhatsApp on 9289094044. Spotlight.